Hi, you're listening to the third episode of Coffee with Clara. I'm your host, Clara McCoy, and today I chatted with sophomore Mehmet Eri about his immigration to the U.S. from Turkey. Enjoy the episode.
To start, can you just introduce yourself and say your name, grade, and pronouns?
I am Mehmet, or Stuart Mehmet Eri. I am he, him. I'm currently a sophomore.
And what are you drinking today?
Hot chocolate.
Awesome. And I'm drinking a malted mocha. First, just like tell me a little bit about yourself.
So, I am technically somebody who has repeated ninth grade due to education system differences, because in Turkey they're not very strict about grade levels.
Okay.
If you can keep up with the grade level, you can be like 1 year younger than everybody else and still do it. I remember having somebody who was currently 11th grader be the same age as current 9th graders at this school.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And how old are you?
Have turned 16 recently.
So when did you move to the U.S.?
Last summer, during, at the time, the peak of Turkey's, I guess, economic crisis.
Okay. And where did you live previously?
In Istanbul. And as I like to call it, the heart of Istanbul, which is called Ulus. Very close to a few shopping centers, like very close to the Bosphorus.
Okay, so you've lived in Turkey your whole
mm-hmm.
life. And tell me a little bit about your family and where they're from.
My father is a U.S. citizen and my mother is from Kars, or the northeast of Turkey.
Okay, got it. And when did where have your parents lived in the past?
My mother has lived in Turkey until we moved here, being across all of Turkey. And my father lived here in the U.S., went to Gabon for the Peace Corps, teaching physics and French there, then went to Turkey to teach there as well.
Okay. And your dad works at the school, correct?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Eri, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so just in general, how would you describe your move to the U.S.? What was that like? You were 15 at the time? 14?
14, yeah.
As a 14-year-old.
So it wasn't such a cultural shock as most people would expect, because I had been here during summer break and had family living here, so it was very easy. I guess a big difference was that there isn't as good as cheese here.
Okay, so you notice a lot of difference in like food is what I'm
mm-hmm.
hearing. Okay, tell me more about that.
There's more fast food chains here. The biggest difference I can notice is cheese, even though there are like multicultural markets we go to. I just like eating cheese and it's just not as good as here.
Really? Okay, I'm a big cheese person, so I'd be really curious to try the cheese in Turkey.
The place we get it from called the cheese Kashkaval, it's just Turkish farmer's cheese.
Okay.
Which is mass-produced, so it's not the best cheese in the world, but I like it.
Where is that located?
It comes from Turkey. I'm not sure where the factory is. I haven't searched it up.
Okay, interesting. Would you say that food plays a big part in your culture?
In Turkey, it does, because there are a ton of foods, especially drinks. There's this drink called ayran, which I like. It's just like seasoned yogurt. That doesn't make it sound appealing at all, but it's great.
Okay, interesting. So you mentioned that you have family that lives in the U.S. and you would spend time here, like, growing up during summers. Where in the U.S. does that family live?
Currently they live in Minnesota, but I know my grandparents lived in Florida before this.
Okay. Do they live in the Twin Cities?
No, they live in Rochester.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about what it was like to spend time here when you were still living in Turkey.
It was, like, a big experience because, first of all, it was just like a break, so I didn't have to go to school and just have fun. And we visited Florida, the marshlands there. The mosquitoes were horrible. Then there's a cabin in Atlanta City. And yeah, there was just a cabin there we hung out in Iowa, because my father has friends there and a property. So I'd hang out there and swim in the creek.
How much family do you have that lives in the U.S.?
So just my father's side of the family, so my aunt's family and my grandparents.
How would you describe your first couple months living in the U.S. after you moved here?
The time zone difference was big, but I adapted very fast. I did cross country, which allowed me to meet my friends. And yeah, I've gotten into running even more than Turkey, because here they allow much more sports to happen rather than just soccer, basketball, and volleyball.
So beyond, you talked about food as a big cultural difference between the U.S. and Turkey. What other cultural differences would you say exist?
Driving age and drinking age. In Turkey, you can do both at 18. Here, you can drive while 16 and drink at 21, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's right.
So, it just feels weird being able to have a learner's permit at this young of an age.
Yeah.
So I just prefer biking around if I can, rather than getting hours on the drive thing. I've had a driver's permit or learner's permit for almost a year and only 15 hours.
Really? So you don't really enjoy driving?
Nope.
Okay, why not?
It's just intimidating. And also, coming from Europe, the European side of Istanbul, you didn't have fast speed limits. Plus, the cities were very walkable, so just having fast roads and all that stuff kind of intimidate me.
Yeah, that makes sense. Are there other cultural differences that you notice?
People here are much more outspoken, especially about politics. Yeah, in Turkey, if you spoke about it, you would be like, people would be confused and just tell you to be quiet because you don't speak about politics in public. And here, I just hear people making comments about it. I'm just like sitting in the car and I just hear people say curses about a different party because I'm thinking they're on the other side. And I just like the idea of seeing as bad and worse, or like just the two sides aren't great, so you just have to accept that.
Interesting. Do you enjoy that people talk about politics more in the U.S. or not? Or what are your thoughts on that?
It's fine if we speak in like a private room just with my friends, but I just don't feel comfortable speaking about it when other people I don't know can hear me.
Interesting. Why not?
I just grew up knowing that is not a normal thing. So just hearing people speak about it in public just doesn't feel right.
Okay. Why in Turkey do you think that it's not acceptable to talk about politics in public?
If I'm not mistaken, Turkey has one of the most oppressive legislatures. Like, I think in 2018 they had the most arrested news writers.
Wow.
At like 200 something.
Wow.
So yeah, very oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
And also it turns out they are very oppressive of people, or transgender people there.
Okay.
It just turns out that's how it is in most Islamic countries.
Okay. How do you think growing up in Turkey is different than growing up in the US?
Well, I was very lucky, so I don't have much to say about that. I was lucky enough to grow in like a forested area in Istanbul, so I just played around, biked, just did all tons of outdoors activities. But from what I've seen from other friends who live in much more constrained areas, there are a ton of parks, like small, tiny parks kids go play around, so that's that, I did that. Yeah, there's a ton of video games and a ton of soccer. Because I mainly grew up in Robert College, one of the most prestigious schools in Istanbul, I think.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I just was able to grow up around in the forest, and just most kids in Istanbul couldn't have that because most people lived in apartments.
How emotionally, like, how was the move for you? Like, are you... And also... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I think I have been emotionally weakened here, or, like, more open, because in Turkey you have this exam called the LGS, the Girme Sınavı, or High School Entrance Exam, which is just more or less an AP exam for middle schoolers to enter schools. I got very stressed about that, and I have finally been able to move on from it after moving to the U.S., but I feel like moving to the U.S. was able to help me break that. And also, it allowed me to get rid of all the biases my classmates had of me because I was a lifer at my old school. So being able to come here with a new constructed personality that fits me better, it helped me fit in.
So you feel like you're more able to...
express myself.
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Do you plan on staying in the U.S. or do you plan on going back to Turkey at any point in your life?
I plan on staying in the U.S., but I haven't decided on a college to go to, so I may move to a different country to go to college.
Yeah.
I remember when the U.S. dollar was 3, I think, when I was born. It's currently 28 per lira, which has happened in like the last 4 years. And it's just the economic crisis, plus there's more education opportunities in the West. And if we live in the U.S., I think that gives me the opportunity to go to a better college. And from what I've heard, my parents moved here for me and my brother to have better education opportunities.
Okay. And how do you feel about that? Are you happy that you moved here?
I feel happy because I've met new friends and just seen a new culture, which I heard all about on social media and never knew.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Mehmet.
You're welcome.
It was really nice to meet you and chat with you.
Thank you for listening to Coffee with Clara. Looking for more? Head to episodes 1 or 2 with Atari Ernst and Violet Benson. Stay tuned for next month's episode.